May I have your attention, please? Please continue enjoying first course. President Obama, distinguished heads of state and government, honorable ministers, President of General Assembly, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very glad we could all come together for this traditional annual luncheon for the head of state and government. It is a great pleasure to see so many of you today during this General Assembly. As you all have seen, we are a construction site at the United Nations these days. Thank you very much for all your patience. Some of you had to climb the stairwells because the elevators were out of order. And I apologize for that, but it must have been good exercise for head of state. However, let us be thankful that we are not still on the 38th floor. Had we been 38th floor now, you would have gone up 38th floor all the times. It is still early days in this General Assembly, of course, but I think you will all agree that we are off to a good start. We have seen fresh thinking, fresh approaches, and the clear sense of political will on many of the challenges we face. We began with a high-level meeting on Pakistan last Sunday. There were new pledges of aid. The high-level summit on the Millennium Development Goals, I'm sure you will all agree, was a great success, and the very concrete, workable plan of action was adopted by consensus yesterday. We saw renewed commitment to the goals, new commitments of resources. Most important, we saw clear determinations and political will of the leaders. With the global strategy for women's and children's health, we put women squarely at the center of our efforts. A common thread ran through many of this week's conversations and meetings. And that theme was the importance of smart investment, putting resources where they will have the greatest effect, helping people to help themselves. Excellencies, the MDGs, climate change, Middle East, and nuclear disarmament, the threat of extremism, crime, terror. These can only be solved by making common cause through the United Nations. So I thank you for being here, and I thank you for your leadership. Lastly, I cannot forget but to say that such a strong partnership and leadership and support that United Nations is enjoying from the host government, United States, and its great people of America. And I thank you, President Obama, and for your leadership and determined will to bring peace and security in the Middle East and all around the world. Let us work together through strong political will, and I am ready to work with you all the times. In that regard, may I ask all of you to raise a glass to the United Nations and to all of the distinguished heads of states, continued good success and good health, and to our joint mission. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Thank you.
Salud.
Thank you. Salud.
Good afternoon, everybody. I have already subjected you to one long speech today, so I will not do it again. But I do want to, as the president of the host country, the United States, thank all of you for your participation. And I want to thank Secretary General Ban for hosting us. To all my fellow delegates and all the distinguished guests who are with us today, thank you for your leadership. Mr. Secretary General, I especially want to thank you for your dedication to pursuing peace, expanding security, protecting human rights, in advancing democracy and development. You know, standing here, I am reminded of something President Franklin Roosevelt said shortly before the United Nations was founded. He said, "Peace can endure only so long as humanity really insists upon it and is willing to work for it and sacrifice for it." Over the last 2 years, our nations have come together in that spirit. We've shown the possibilities of working together in common purpose, from responding to terrible earthquakes in Haiti and floods in Pakistan, to carrying out peacekeeping missions, to focusing the world's attention on the upcoming referenda in Sudan. But as we all know, our work is far from over. And in the months and years ahead, the challenges we face will require the work of all nations and all peoples. That's how real change happens. It will require the leadership of everybody in this room, because despite our differences, our people, I believe, share common aspirations to live in security, free from fear, to live in dignity, free from want, to provide for our families, and to realize a better tomorrow. And as leaders, each of us has a responsibility to answer those aspirations and to leave our children a better world. So I want to propose a toast to Secretary General Ban and to the spirit that brings us here today, that we insist not only upon peace and progress, but that we are also willing to work for it and to sacrifice for it. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cheers. 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 Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.